Brigitte, hello.
Hello, Ken.
Where are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon. Where are you?
I'm based in Paris, currently. I'm going to fly next week to Palo Alto, but currently I'm in Paris.
Okay, all right. You're going to fly to where? Where are you flying to?
I'm flying to Palo Alto, San Francisco.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, enjoy the flight, I suppose. Nice to have you on board here. Tell me about this new app here, the Self-Care One mobile app. Where did the idea for this come from?
Oh, the idea comes from me, and it's due to my background, my personal background. I've been surrounded by people who got many health issues, and in the last 10 years I saw that they were quite lost on an everyday kind of issues. They were running after one doctor or another, and they didn't really succeed in to get some answers to minor issues. Also, I got a mother who unfortunately died from cancer, and when she was really, really with low immunity and no issues, the doctor didn't really help her on an everyday basis to cope with the everyday kind of side effects of chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. So I was really, really motivated to try and find how can we help on an everyday basis with minor issue that could be a really burden in the everyday management of our life.
Mm-hmm. So then now the Self-Care One app, tell me how it works. What does it do? I download it onto my phone, I take it, or people download it onto their phones, and it does what?
Okay, so you can download it for free on your mobile phone, and it does three different things. First of all, if you want to have something very simple to cope with your everyday health issues like stress, sleep, skin irritations, digestion, you can go on that app and you can choose what issue you have, and you would know how to address that issue. How can we address that issue? You will be offered to answer to questions about your profile so that the app can give you the right solution according to the fact that you are maybe on certain medication, so take it into account. And contraindication, maybe some intolerance that you would have with some oil. If you are a man, you would not have the issue of a pregnant woman who cannot choose every essential oil. If you are a child, you would need more deletion. So you can choose what is the issue you have. When you enter your profile, the application will tell you exactly which oil to use, how many drops you have to use, when you have to use it, and the app reminds you when to use it when you forgot to follow the program. Mm-hmm. So it gives you exactly what you need, when you have to use it, and most importantly, how to use it. Because with this app gives you exactly the solution. It's natural solution. It's made of essential oils and vegetable oils. And what is really easy with this app is that if you buy a kit of 9 oils that we have developed, you can cover approximately 40 plus minor issues. So with just a few oils, you can cover many health issues. It can go up to 1,000 combinations according to your profile. And if you have no time to think about it, the application will remind you that you have to take a few drops of this or this oil.
How do you deal with these oils? How do you apply them? How do you use them? Is there anything different about your essential oils? Because I know, you know, there's some places that you can get essential oils at a lot of places. What's different about yours?
Okay, so in general, and we are not the only ones who have pure oil that are certified bio, so you need to check if the oil is pure and if it's bio. So that's one thing. Our oils are pure, so that's a good thing. What's important to know is that when you go on the web, you will see hundreds of different oils, and you will see if you have an issue, you will see that on one website you will have a certain formulation, a blend that it exists, or a kit that you have to buy and you do your own blend, but you will rarely find the same formulation. The formulation that we have on the app and that are up to 1,000 combination, as I told you, based on the oils we've selected, are all formulations that have been published by scientific. So it's something that has been published, so we have not invented formulation that has not been proved already. So that's the first kind of safety aspect of it. So you will not have to choose, to select, or to discuss about what is the best formulation, because you find many formulations on the web. Mm-hmm. So at least you have something safe that's good and easy to understand. Mm-hmm. So about our oil, we have worked 2 years to propose the best oil so that there is an economic aspect of it. If you buy these 8 oils, essential oils and 1 vegetable oil, you can cover the 4 everyday health issues that are available on the app. So with just a few oil, you don't have to say, okay, I have to buy this oil, I don't have it at home, or I don't find it. You can cover as many issues as the one that are in the application. So we make things simple, safe, with just a few oils that we work on for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it makes life simple for us.
It sounds like it. Now, this app here, the Self-Care One app, is what people have to download. There are a lot of apps dealing with healthcare. What's different about your apps? What makes yours different from others?
It's natural health. It's really easy to use. It's less for more because. When you look at all the applications, it's like you become an expert of essential oils, with the choice from hundreds of essential oils. So it's not making life easy, it's like making it complex, like recipes, and you could take days and months to use this app. The intention is to ensure it is simple, it is safe, and what's very important, and I didn't mention, is that there is a monitoring, there is a coaching. You have explanation of the oil, but you have a kind of calendar, and you can give a feedback. So you can say, okay, it worked well. I have followed the program. I have not necessarily followed the whole program, so you can understand why it works on you or not. And our task is, in the course of collecting feedback from user, we're going to improve the formulation in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it simple, safe, and efficient.
Sure.
And also, when you have, we don't want to sell more. For example, if you have a formulation for your cold, for example, and you say, I don't have this lavender oil anymore. I bought the kit from Self-Care One team. but I don't have the lavender anymore. Or algorithm enables you to have an alternative formula. You can have another formula.
Uh-huh.
That's why we built these 8 oils. We have selected that oil so that you can make as many formula as possible.
Okay. This all comes under the heading of holistic health care. This is different from, you know, what most of us do in this country, where, you know, we have a problem, we go to the doctor, and then they prescribe us pills or a medicine or something like that. This is different. Why do you think holistic healthcare? It sounds like this is something. Do you think this is something that is its time has come?
Yes, I mean, sincerely. We don't have care anymore. And even in the U.S., we have integrative medicine, which is embraced by more and more doctors. So they all understand that we have to take things holistically. Of course, currently we have a lot of chemical medication, and people, most of the people want to step away from medical chemical medication for everyday issues. I'm not talking about serious medicine for pathology, of course. The idea is to help on an everyday basis with minor issues. But doctors are more and more convinced about holistic healthcare. It's just that we want to help on things that that everyone could take care of themselves. We believe that doctors are really needed for strong pathology, and B, also to check if a small minor issue is not becoming something serious. So we are not as an alternative of the doctors, because the doctors are more and more investing into integrative medicine, but we are there where the doctor has necessarily the time to take care of it, and we want to ensure that people can take care of themselves every day easily from the comfort of their home.
Ms. Tito, tell me about, you're kind of a trailblazer as far as this industry goes, because you're, pardon me, I know you are a woman. It's different being it's different being a woman in a in the healthcare industry in your kind of role, a CEO. How has it been for you in doing this?
Well, you know, I've got the impression that I, at my level, helping a bit, paving the way for the other women who want to go into entrepreneurship. It feels sometimes a bit well, because men sometimes look at me, even my husband, they look at me as if I am a special case. But it's a nice feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is a special case. But seriously, I think that as a woman, I feel like that I have probably more facility to be flexible in many situations where there's entrepreneurs. I don't really care about having the last word in the discussion. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we also, as women, I feel we connect very well between the various teams, from the tech team, the HR team, the communication team. So we navigate quite easily between the different profiles, but it's true that as a woman, I find less women peers, especially in tech. In my opinion, the biggest issue is that investors have less benchmark in terms of women. In tech,
mm-hmm.
they are used, discussed with men, and it's gonna change, because the study shows that women in general, they bring more return on investment So really interesting to be a woman in that sector.
Does that, now you mentioned a husband. I assume you have kids too. Does this make it hard on a family life? Being the first person, or you know, being the head person of a company, being a female business owner, a business owner, does that make it tough for your husband and kids?
Yes. You know, I live in one country. I work in two other countries. So I'm traveling very regularly. They are really supporting me. So that's not a big issue. I mean, we are very family, like it's just that I'm not often at home, but I have a lot of support from my husband and my son. But you know, I mean, it's also why I call it family self-care. The company is called Family Self-Care because, you know, I've seen in the past that even if my some of my loved ones passed away, for example, my son, he doesn't want to use chemicals. So it was also a kind of trigger for my business to see that my son was 15 years old and was refusing taking chemicals when he visited doctor. So family, it's not necessarily a business, but it also helps you to understand what people really want and really inside looking at the young generation who are more and more reluctant to chemicals.
Let me ask you here, Brigitte, there are a lot of other women who want to get into this type of business, into the industry. What do you tell them? What advice do you have for them?
Well, I would say whatever you feel, people you meet, impression you have on what you've done, well or not, stay yourself when you're in the business. Don't behave differently or don't try to behave as a man. I mean, we are different. We don't have to copy attitude or working methods because we see things from a different angle, and I think it's really good and powerful. And so if we work together with men, it's good to be aware that we are different, they're different, and have a stronger team being aware of our difference, not trying to copy, man. And I think that I'm getting older and with my experience, more than 20 years, I see when I myself, it's much more stronger, more powerful than when I try to follow the trend or the behavior that you would see from someone else.
Last question here, or almost last question. Is holistic healthcare more prevalent in Europe than it is here?
That's a very good question. It's not easy to say. You know, in France, it's a quite mature market, especially in essential oils. People are using essential oils a lot. But it's a bit decided. I mean, the doctor prescription is so high because, for example, in France, it's reimbursed medicine. So the average spending of people on medication is much higher than in the U.S. because it's reimbursed. So it's not a good reason. So prescription is still very present, but there are lots of what we call alternative medicine. In Europe. So I think that, in my opinion, it is that except the fact that prescription is really high in France, I think that the attitude and the behavior of people towards natural medication, alternative medicine, it will be the same in both countries. I'm studying the trends, and more and more people are looking to ways to be in better shape, to have control of their health, be more preventative than and treating. That are general trends, and I would say not just Europe and the U.S., it's also in Asia.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding a lot of regulatory issues here as you introduce this into the U.S.? Is the regulatory system getting in your way?
I think that we always have to take care, to take particular attention to regulation. But my knowledge after more than 20 years in the pharma industry is that when you go and discuss with regulatory people and you ask them how to do it, how can I do things, they help you, they find a way, and it's always positive. When you ask, can I do this? They will always tell you, no, you cannot do it. So if you want to do something and you're paving the way, regulation people can help you find a way to do it, and that's okay. I mean, we don't want to interfere with we don't want to we want to be as a complement to medicine. We don't want to be an alternative. We want to help people to be more in the prevention, more on natural solutions, so that they don't become sick. If they become sick, of course, they go and see the doctor. So in terms of regulation, we want to be more on the preventative side with natural solutions so that the regulation is not an issue.
Okay. Let's get people to this app here. Where do they find it, and how can they download it?
Okay, they can download it on iOS and Android systems, so Apple Store and Play Store, and they just write Self-Care One, all attached, and they find them.
Self-Care, the number one, correct?
Yes, all attached. So, are you trying to do it right now?
I will try to do it. I have to figure out how to do this. I've just got a new phone, so it's kind of tricky. I'm trying to figure it out. But I think I'm going to be doing that.
Okay, Ken. Just I give you a tip. You go on Family Self-Care website.
Uh-huh.
So familyselfcare.com. Familyselfcare.com. And you will see on the homepage that you can download the application. Just click on the call to action on the homepage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You download application and you will be able to do it.
And well, I just found it on my desktop here, but that's not on my phone. So I see it. I see it right there. So I'll be looking
on
into
your
it.
Phone. It depends on the phone. Sometimes it's self-care and space and one. Sometimes it's all attached.
There we go. Pritithito, this has been fun talking to you. I've learned a lot, and I wish you the best on this.
Oh, thank you very much, and I hope that in the future you come back and you talk about Self-Care One, your own experience with Self-Care One, with addressing your cold issues.
If I can just get rid of this cold, I'll be much better. Thank you very much.
Okay, so give me a call then. Okay,
you can.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brigitte.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, you too. Bye.